Good evening, this is your Tesla Daily Update for May 8, 2026. Today Tesla is making headlines on multiple fronts. Let's dive in. First up, Tesla is issuing two separate recalls. The first affects 173 Cybertrucks from the 2024 through 2026 model years equipped with 18-inch steel wheels. The company says those wheels may have a cracking issue in the rotor that could lead to wheel stud separation, increasing crash risk. Tesla will replace the front and rear brake rotors, hubs, and lug nuts at no cost. Separately, Tesla is recalling over 200,000 Model Y, Model S, Model X, and Model 3 vehicles due to a software glitch that can temporarily disable the rearview camera. Tesla says it is not aware of any accidents, injuries, or fatalities tied to either issue. Moving to more positive news, Tesla has landed its largest ever semi deal. The company signed a $100 million agreement with Watt EV for 370 electric Class 8 trucks, the biggest single order in the semi program to date. Over 300 of those trucks will support freight operations through the Port of Oakland in California. The first 50 semis are expected to arrive in 2026, with the full fleet operational by the end of 2027. The deal comes as Tesla gears up for higher semi-production this year and Watt EV deploys megawatt charging systems that can add roughly 300 miles of range in about 30 minutes. In regulatory news, the 2026 Tesla Model Y has become the first vehicle to pass the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration's brand new Advanced Driver Assistance System benchmark tests. The Model Y cleared all 8 ADAS evaluations, including pedestrian automatic emergency braking, lane-keeping assistance, blind spot warning, and blind spot intervention. This applies to Model Y units manufactured on or after November 12 of last year. And California's Air Resources Board has officially confirmed the battery specifications for the Tesla Semi. The long-range model features an 822 kWh usable battery pack, while the standard range version comes with a 548 kWh pack. Both use Tesla's 4680 cells with NCMA lithium-ion chemistry. Notably, the 822 kWh pack is smaller than original estimates yet still achieves the targeted 500 miles of range at full gross combination weight, a meaningful efficiency gain. Finally, looking at the market, Tesla stock has climbed about 19% over the past month, though it remains down roughly 8.4% year-to-date. Strong first quarter 2026 results, including a 14% EPS beat and nearly 16% revenue growth, are fueling optimism. Analysts increasingly point to Tesla's AI ambitions, robotaxi services, and humanoid robotics as the long-term story. Notably, Diversify Wealth Management increased its Tesla stake by 57.5% during the fourth quarter. That's all for today's Tesla update. Stay tuned for tomorrow's news.